This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Once again, I welcome you all into this great occasion. Listen to me. I am not God. I am not Jesus. I am simply Olutomole, the Another Comforter. The Father and the Lamb, God and Jesus, have sent me to go into the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven on earth. My text is John chapter 14, verse 5. John 14, verse 5.
The book of John 14, verse 5. It says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
This is the text of my message. Very disciples of Jesus did not know where Jesus was going. As many believers in the name of Jesus don't know anything about where Jesus Christ is going. Most people live in delusion. But you are here to understand all about where Jesus Christ is going. And you too must tread the same path which Jesus Christ has trodden. Am I talking now?
Yes, Lord.
What are we celebrating today? We are celebrating the 1,000 years reign of Jesus in heaven with all his resurrection saints. Now, who are these resurrection saints? These are the 12 disciples of Jesus. It's not about religion of Christianity. Because there's so much confusion in the world today. People will say, yes, Jesus Christ is coming to come and take them back. But the clear statement of Jesus Christ is referring to his immediate disciples, the Jewish disciples, the Jewish believers in Christ, the Gentile believers in Christ. Right. What is important in life is when you labor in the service of God, when you labor in worshiping God, you must have a reward. So it got to a time when Christ was still living with his disciples. So they approached Jesus Christ and asked them, Lord, we are following you every day. We labor with you. We share your suffering. Okay? What shall we have? What is our reward? So I'm talking about the reward, what Christ has promised his disciples. It will convince you that the present day Christians are excluded. It's not referring to any one of them. Because Jesus Christ was the King of the Jews. He was the Savior of the Jews. He was the Messiah of Israel. Not of Nigeria. Not of the world. He was a Jewish Messiah that was sent to save the house of Israel from their sin. They approached Jesus Christ. That, what are you going to give us? What is going to be our reward for following you? I want you to hear the promise of Jesus Christ unto his disciples. Matthew 19:27.
And answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?
If you are serving a God, and he has never fulfilled, revealed to you what will be the end result of your worship, it will be very unfortunate. So these people were asking Jesus, if your hope lies on material possession, prosperity, material things of material glory, it will be very, very unfortunate. Now let's listen to the reply of Jesus Christ concerning what he has promised them.
Verse 28. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
God, it's wonderful to serve a living God. Christ says, in the generation to come, that is this generation in which you are, he said they will be rewarded with a crown, a throne. Jesus Christ assured them, you will be seated upon a throne to be a judge upon the house of Israel. Is it not awesome?
It's very awesome and wonderful.
That's the promise of Jesus, the reward for following Jesus righteously, faithfully.
Yes.
That's the first promise.
Yes.
According to Matthew. Now, book of John has something to tell us in 14 verses 1 to 3.
John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
This verse, Christ is assuring the people that, look, you are not following a dead man. You are not following an earthly king. You are not following worldly millionaire or billionaires. You are following someone that lives forever.
Amen.
He says, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Then verse 2, it says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Is it not wonderful?
It is wonderful.
And he never promised them anything about the glory of the world. Oh, just guys go straight and say, in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. There are very many mansions. I go there and prepare a place for you. God has great things of honor for the faithful followers. Why? Why is Christ promising them a glorious reward? It's because they have told Jesus that we have forsaken everything in the world. We have left our businesses. We have left our family. All our social connections, we have lost them. Because of you, today, people are following the world and they are following Jesus. They are going to end in failure. I'm going to reward you with something higher. I'm going to reward you with something of eternal value. You see, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. You will come and stay with God. God. For your reward, I will come back and take you there myself. I will say, Daddy, my Father, these are the people that have been laboring with me. They suffered with me. They share in my suffering. I'm recommending them. They are fit for your house. There, I will put you there. Because where Jesus is, you followers of Jesus must be that.
Amen.
Center. I want to tell you that you have to think about your place of rest. I want you to understand that you are going to live whatever earthly glory you have. Where are you ending up? This is the missing dimension in Christianity and in all religious practices. What I'm talking about is, who are these resurrection saints that we are celebrating every year? They are Jewish believers in Jesus, all right? When Christ said that, he ascended. Then he established his Jewish church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. And he made Peter, he gave him the controllership. Take care of my church. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. I want to refer you to the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus. I will go and come back and take you there. I want you to know that it has happened.
Amen.
This is not, and the issue is closed. There's no one who would go say, I'm ending up in Jesus. I want to go into his father's house. I meant for the Jews, not for the Gentile Christian. I want to refer you to Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, 5. You see, they have resurrected and Christ has sealed them with the seal of heaven.
Revelation. Saying, ought not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
Yes, continue.
Verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
I want you to understand. Yes. So Christ had to seal them. Say, yes, you are my own. I've purchased you. 144,000 because you must be sealed. Jesus, you must be approved of God before you can inherit eternal life. Go to Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 and 2.
Revelation 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
You can see. So that John 14, verse 1, 2, 2, 3 has been fulfilled. He said, I will come back and I will take you to my father's house. So here it is very clear that Christ has fulfilled it unto his disciples. Let me read it again. And I look, and lo, a lamb, that's Jesus, stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 saints, having the seal of the Father's name written upon their head. So he has taken them to his father's house. You will never end in fire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You will be taken to the father of the house of the father.
Amen.
This is why I'm sent.
Oh, yes.
Perdition is not your home. What is the assurance that you have? Either as ministers of God or as believers in Christ, I'm showing you that Christ has fulfilled the promise that I will take you to my father's house. According to John 14, verses 2, 1 and 2. See? So we find that Christ was never a failure.
Never.
He was never a liar.
Never.
He's not a hypocrite.
Never.
Us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @KaimHolyThrone.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline. 080-33-777-996. 080-33-777-996.
Our contact address is
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Volcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.